Now, we come in verse 9 here to another, that is, the judgment against Phoenicia. And the judgment against them is not only for selling slaves, because you see, the Philistines sold them to Phoenicia, and Phoenicia in turn sold them out in the world. They were great tradesmen of the world of that day. But the important thing for breaking their treaty, you see, they had a treaty with Israel. Hiram, king of Tyre, had been a personal friend of David, and they had enjoyed a great deal of friendship, not only worked together, they stood together. But now they've broken the treaty. Now let me begin reading here, and I'll begin reading chapter 1 now, verse 9. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre, and for four. Now that, again, I must repeat, is an idiomatic expression, meaning not just giving them ad seriatim. He says, I'm not going to give 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reasons, but three for four, and he said, I could just list probably 100, but the main ones he will mention. I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and remembered not the brotherly covenant. In other words, they broke a covenant that they had with Israel. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, which will devour its palaces. Now, I'm not going into detail here because we did that before of how God judged Tyre. First, the Assyrian came against Tyre. He was not able to take the city. There's been a question whether Nebuchadnezzar did or not, but I think it's conceded that what Nebuchadnezzar did, he forced the Tyrians, and this was the great city of the Phoenicians, to retire to an island that was out some distance, probably a mile or maybe not over a half a mile. I've walked that distance through there several times, and I don't think it could be a mile. But anyway, they were retired out to that island, and they built their city there, and Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the old city that was on the mainland. And then about 250 years later, Alexander the Great came along. He saw that city, very prosperous, very wealthy, out on the island. So he built a causeway, and he fulfilled Ezekiel's prophecy, because God says they'll absolutely scrape the ground of old Tyre, and they'll throw it in the ocean. Well, he took all of that, and he made a causeway out to the island, and he took it and destroyed it. That brought Tyre to an end. This was literally fulfilled concerning Tyre, and I think it's quite interesting that it only mentions Tyre. Here, he goes on to say, here in connection with Tyre and Edom, will you listen, verse 9, thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre, for four, I will not turn away its punishments, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, which shall devour its palaces. And that's a very interesting expression, you see, that the very walls would be torn down. Then he moves immediately now to Edom. And the judgment against Edom is because of a revengeful spirit. And back of revenge is ordinarily jealousy. And they were jealous of their brother. You see, Edom was Esau, and Israel is Jacob, and they were twin brothers. Verse 11, thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. Now, the thing is that Teman, in the rock-hewn city of Petra there, everything has been destroyed that would burn, but actually the city was hewn out of the rock. But the palaces of Bozrah, they've been devoured. They have disappeared. In other words, this prophecy against Edom has been literally fulfilled, And it was because of their revengeful spirit, jealous of their brother, that is, of Israel.